Welcome to Sinister Junk Mail Podcast.
Yes, welcome.
My name is Susie Turner.
And I'm Kate Lassay. Leprechaun Lassay.
Oh my God. So I know we obviously record a little ahead. The photo shoot we did was for St. Patrick's Day, which I guess by the time this comes out, it'll be like a week. I don't know. Math is hard.
It'll be a week later, I think. Plus 2 days because we release on Wednesdays.
And then times three minus
squared
two.
Carry the three.
Pi day 3.5. There's fucking green glitter everywhere.
Everywhere.
Also, we had way too much fun. I pray to God that your neighbors were looking outside of their window.
If I heard people like yelling and I'm near a window, I'm definitely going to look out. And we were making noise. So
we were laughing and screaming. So
it was really fun.
And I'm sure from their point of view, all they saw was like coins throwing up in the air. And they're like, all right, we got to go.
And like this weird little like red haired girl with a tiny weird green hat, just like scrounging them up as fast as she can. I don't talk to my neighbors and now they're definitely not going to want to talk to me.
From what we've done outside with our like,
I don't know. I would, if I saw that, I would think that those people were probably a lot of fun. Those are the ones I'd want to meet.
Me too. Yeah. But I don't think that we're like the common.
I don't know. My next door neighbor is really cool. Oh, and she's Indian.
Well, obviously that's why she's cool.
Yeah.
Did you tell her you have like that one friend that's Indian?
No, I should have asked her if she knew you.
Oh,
I will next time.
Yeah, she's probably my cousin.
And she's definitely in school for like some science shit. So that's great.
Yeah, she's, well, as an Indian, you have two choices, three choices.
Yeah.
You either become a lawyer, a doctor, or own a 7-Eleven.
You know what? All three are very successful career choices, in my opinion.
Yeah. And this is why my dad left.
Yeah.
I'm none of those.
What does your dad own?
A rubber tree company.
I love that.
You get fucked.
Like that song, the ant climbing the rubber tree plant.
You're making this up, right?
Anyone knows an ant can't climb a rubber tree plant, but he's got high hopes. You've really never heard that song?
So clearly someone's celebrating St. Patrick's Day a little sooner than she should.
My mom used to sing that to me when I was a kid.
Your mom hates you.
She also used to sing a song to me about washing my hands after going to the bathroom or else you're going to catch hepatitis.
Nah, stop it.
Wash your hands after going to the bathroom. And then it's like, because you don't want to catch hepatitis and you don't want hepatitis to catch you.
This isn't real.
I swear to God, this I was like 4 real. Years old singing about fucking hepatitis. Isn't that great? Ask my mom.
Oh, I will. I mean, I have literally made songs. Oh, my favorite is like taking like really dirty rap songs from middle school but turning them into like with mouthwash and my kids were like 3, 4, and 5 and swish it good, swish it just like you should. And they would do it as long as I would keep singing.
That's so good.
So yeah, they would actually do it properly.
I have to sing or my toddler will not let me finish brushing her teeth.
I think we should teach your daughter maybe a song about like, and just like include like chlamydia just for funsies, you know?
Just so she knows not to get it when she's older. When coronavirus came out, I swapped the lyrics for coronavirus instead of hepatitis and sang it to my kids.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Speaking of like terrible songs you sing to your kids.
Yeah.
So in the car today, I was driving to get my older kids from school and my 3-year-old was in the car with me. And she kept like saying to me, mommy, you remember you turned on Data Girl for me earlier? She kept saying Data Girl. What? And I'm like, what the fuck? What is Data Girl? I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. What are you asking for? She was like asking for a song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, one more time. And I'm like silencing the rest of the car, turning everything off. And she yells like, Dead Girl. And I was like, oh, you mean Living Dead Girl? Like Rob Zombie? She's like, yes. She made me play Living Dead Girl for her about 30 times between leaving our house and in the car line. I need it louder. My 3-year-old, she's like obsessed with Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie. And it was
that's fantastic.
Adorable. Yeah. She was like headbanging in the back seat while she was listening to it.
I love it. Well, on that note, on to today's topic.
Yeah.
Leprechauns.
Leprechauns.
Yeah.
Is the topic of the day.
Yeah.
It isn't.
It is not. Today's episode is brought to you by my creepy ass house.
Yeah.
So in the past month, we've seen quite a few shadows in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, obviously, it's been pretty stressful with shit going on. So what I've noticed is like there is definitely like a correlation between how emotionally like crazy I feel or like just how like stressed I am and what like paranormal shit we're dealing with.
Right.
But this past month, it's been shadow people.
Fun.
Isn't this exciting?
You know what? When you told me you were going to be covering this, it actually immediately made me think of when we did our True Ghost Stories episode and you talked about the shadow hand thingy in your son's room.
Well, and during that time, it was when my mom had just passed away.
Right.
And like, I obviously wasn't in a good headspace.
Yep.
And that's when all of this shit was happening with like everything in my house.
Yeah.
So one Saturday recently, we had just gotten home from hiking. And
why don't you just brag some more about how healthy your family is? Whatever.
We just like hike all the time.
You know what you should do is just like hire a photographer to follow you guys through your hikes so they can capture like really cute, like candid moments that aren't staged or anything. And just like put all the pictures all over your walls.
No, I love that.
And on social media.
Yeah. And make it look like everything was just like
super happy the whole time.
Yeah. So anyway, we were hiking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got home and I told the kids to go upstairs and shower.
Okay.
And I was putting everything away from the day. And in the corner of my eye, I saw a shadow walk into our son's room.
Nope.
And in my head, I was like, this motherfucker. Like, I just told him.
Yeah.
I just told him to go shower. What is he doing?
Yeah.
And so like my two thoughts were either he never got in the shower or he took like a 2-minute shower. And I was like, that's disgusting because we are disgusting from hiking. So I never took my eyes off of his room. I went upstairs to go like be like, man, you got to fix this. And no one was there.
No one was there.
Dun, dun.
I would just like to add, too, that my daughter has told me on two separate occasions, your son has like two little mini doors in his room like I do in my closet. They're like little storage spaces.
Yep.
She says she's seen them both like open on their own.
I mean, I believe her.
Mm-hmm.
It's
she's not a storyteller. So
no. And I was like actually mad going upstairs because I swear I saw something. Yeah. And I even looked at my husband. I was like, what the hell?
Where was he? Your son? Where was he?
He was in the shower. He was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And the shadow person was trying to get his ass in trouble.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, so whatever. I kind of let it go. And I kind of did the whole like, well, maybe I'm just tired. What we all do, right?
You gaslit yourself. Great.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I was like, that was super weird. But I just kind of like let it go.
Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever. But then 2 days later, Mike was in the shower and I'm laying in bed and I'm answering emails and he turned off the shower and like immediately like came to the door where the bathroom connects to the bedroom and he like pokes his head out and he's like, while I was in the shower, did you just go to the closet? And I was like, I haven't. I've been in bed and I have like my laptop on my stomach.
Yeah. Cause you have to like walk right through the bathroom all the way.
Yeah.
Cause that's where the closet, like he would have seen you walk right by him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I see like panic spread across his face.
Oh God, I would have secondhand anxiety if I saw that.
I was
you
like,
no.
Why? What's wrong? And he's like, I was rinsing off and just saw a shadow like walk by into the closet.
Did you gaslight him?
No.
Too? Okay, good.
No. And then that's when I was like, holy shit. I have a feeling what I was seeing before was correct. I'm out.
Yeah.
We're moving this Friday.
Torch it. Yeah. Just get the insurance money. None of you heard that.
Yeah. And because I can't let anything go, I then started spiraling.
Yeah.
With research.
Right.
And then I thought, how fun.
Yeah.
We should make everyone go down this path with me.
Why not?
So many people have come forward with experiences with shadow people. And typically it's in like the periphery of your vision.
That word was periphery for those of you who didn't catch it.
Oh my God. Why did I sound like that? Ew.
I loved it. You guys missed the first try. That was our second attempt.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Anyway. So people describe them as dark humanoid looking figures.
Okay.
Obviously, because shadow people are in the paranormal realm, not much is known about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's even less information is known about this than like ghosts or things that like are easier to catch.
I'm not going to lie. I have never read a single story about shadow people, which makes me even more excited to learn about them
today.
Yeah. But that's goes to show they're not like well known or whatever.
Or does it ghost to show?
Oh my God. It is ghost to show.
It is a thought though. It's a negative energy that's coming forward.
Mm.
And if someone sees the shadow person, it could be a sign that they're under like a psychological attack.
Okay.
They're essentially trying to feed off of your like fear.
Yeah.
And the negativity.
Do we like suspect they're just like from another dimension or am I spoiling again? Am I getting ahead of us? I'm sorry.
You know what?
Listen, I have a lot of questions.
I liked you better when you were a leprechaun, just like crawling on the ground.
I liked me better like that too.
You were silent. So experts consider ghost and shadow people to be different entities.
Okay.
And ghosts typically are misty or even human form, and like people can like see their clothes or some kind of human characteristics from it. Whereas shadow people are dark and resemble a shadow of a being.
Okay.
And there really isn't any way, like other way to describe them other than dark and lack of detail.
Okay.
And the only other common detail that's given about the sighting of a shadow person is some have said they see red glowing eyes.
That reminds me of the Hat Man.
Would you shut the fuck up?
Sorry. Oh my kidding. God. You know, I'm not the only one. Several of our listeners have definitely just thought that same thing.
Yeah, I know. So I am excited because this episode does connect some dots for us.
Ooh.
Some believe there are other dimensions within our own world that we just can't see.
Well, duh.
You know what? I have a hard time wrapping my head around that one.
Yeah, but like watch some shit move that like is in your space that shouldn't be able to move on its own. And maybe
I guess you're right. I guess when I hear other dimensions, I'm thinking like an entire world going on around me. And it's like not really just like hard ghosts.
To fathom. I mean, all of us struggle with it. We don't. How we've never had anything, there's no frame of reference.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. And I know like I believe in ghosts, mm-hmm. but for some reason when I hear other dimensions, I imagine like an entire working city that I can't see.
Yeah, I know. Or like just like on top of our own stuff, it's like layered somehow. It's weird.
Yes.
Because I can picture other worlds. I can picture other galaxies, other Earth type planets. Easy.
Yeah.
But like something layered on top of us that we can't see. It's like that mantis shrimp. It sees like a fuck ton of colors that humans can't see.
What
else is around us?
What if that mantis
sees the ghosts?
Yeah. What if he can see the other dimension?
He probably can. And he's just a dumb little idiot shrimp who doesn't even know how lucky he is.
No.
Probably tastes delicious.
I think that thing is an alien.
Yeah, it definitely is. If you guys have not looked up a mantis shrimp, do it. They're so weird. Their eyes are so weird.
Okay, let's circle back. So yeah, they think it's shadow people are just beings in other dimensions, mm-hmm. but these beings have figured out a way to be seen by us in our dimension.
Like if they choose?
They're doing it on purpose.
Okay.
And I think it kind of ties back to when shadow people appear, people mm-hmm. report feeling scared or paralyzed with fear. And then they feel like a lot of people say that they feel dread and like an overwhelming sense of negativity when they see this. It's just like feeding off of the negativity.
Yeah.
I think that they're coming to our dimension or like coming to us mm-hmm. on purpose to essentially eat our fear.
Yeah. They love it. It's delightful.
So some people have also said that shadow people are strictly like because of sleep paralysis. And here you go.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Let me guess. They're doctors. No, I'm just kidding.
Which it would make sense if people only experienced shadow people when they were sleeping.
Right.
But so many people experience them when they're just walking around their house wide awake. Right. You can't be like, oh, you were just sleeping.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I sleep while I'm walking and fully am conscious. That's...
And it happens during the day. It like it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
Another theory about shadow people is that it's actually people that are having out-of-body experiences.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. So some people believe that when we sleep, that we actually travel out of our body. And so the shadow people are actually just the astral bodies being seen.
Interesting.
Which I think is a cool theory.
I like the idea of that. However, it doesn't explain the dread that comes with it.
No.
That's the only thing.
So that's why I like that theory, but I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that... I think that... You can tell the difference between something that's negative and positive.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a lot of like icky people, but that'd be like a shit ton of icky people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and not, I feel like it wouldn't only be like shitty people who were capable of doing that.
Yeah.
It would be like random and spread across all kinds of different people.
Yeah. So it's interesting because many people report seeing shadow people in their peripheral vision. And I don't think that that's coincidental.
Right.
That type of vision is supposed to show just movement and no detail.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me think that the shadow people know how to like lay low, but also feed off the negative energy by just showing you just enough to get freaked out.
Yeah.
And then just like feed off of you.
Do we for sure think that we are only seeing them because they're allowing that to happen?
Or I do.
Do you think anyone's just like capable of picking up on it sometimes? Not anyone, some people, I guess I should say.
I'm sure some pick up on it more than others. Mm-hmm. And my theory is if you are having a harder time, you're more like app to see it.
And they have that, you have that like thing that they're looking for.
Yeah. Because I think if you're in a good mood and you're not depressed and you are like a pretty optimistic person, mm-hmm. what can they do?
They're like boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like the fear off of you would be like alarming enough, but like, I think what draws them in possibly is like the stress or turmoil. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, look, now I'm not only feeding off of the, like the stress, but now I'm going to like scare the fuck out of them. And then yeah. it's like, it's now like they're getting their cake and eating it too. Right. No,
yeah.
that's not the phrase.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck having yeah,
it is. Your cake and eating it too. You, I mean, it's the same,
but whatever.
I mean, if we're going off the whole, like, low vibrating, high vibrating
yeah.
theory. They are like low vibrational beings right. and like stress and sadness and depression are
yeah.
low vibrational emotions. Of course they're drawn to it.
So that's my theory.
Yeah.
Obviously it's the only theory to believe.
Obviously.
But paranormal experts say that if you do see a shadow person to try to ground yourself
mm-hmm.
and this would be the time to pray or spiritually protect yourself in any way that like feels right to you because it does feed off of fear and terror. And so if you pray and ground yourself, like I'm not trying to force yeah. you to do something religious, but like whatever makes you feel
talk
positive.
To your guides.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a couple of weeks when we have my friend Christine on with us, you guys, we will be teaching you how to ground yourselves.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. It's going
to
be fun.
But when you connect to positive energy mm-hmm. and positive thoughts, it kind of just like drives them away.
Yeah.
Because then they're drained. Like yep. there's nothing for them there.
And what she's saying is just like, decide you're not depressed anymore. Just go like, I'm not going to be anymore. And then that's all you really have to do. You're fine. I'm just kidding.
No, that is not at all what I mean.
No, she means like hum a good song that makes you feel happy,
yeah.
whatever, you know, you
yeah.
can do in that moment to lift your own spirit if you can.
And just try your best to like
yeah.
think happy thoughts essentially until it goes away. So there's said to be four different types of shadow people.
Oh my God. They have a variety.
There is a variety. There's human-shaped shadow people, black mass shadow people, demonic shadow people with red mm. eyes, and then like the randos. It's like the other forms of shadow people, and they can't really be classified because
okay.
it's like a variety.
Okay.
Human-shaped shadow people are the most common type to experience. It is also common to see this type wearing a cape or a hat.
Ooh, they got fancy.
These shadow people seem to be curious as to what we're doing and just observing us.
Interesting.
Like, I know. Or they could be feeding off of our energy.
Right.
I don't really know. But it does seem that they don't seem to be as evil as some of the others.
Okay.
And this to me is like where the hat man comes in.
Yeah. Watching, just seeing what's going
yeah.
on.
Black mass shadow people resemble a human form, but it's more that they are just trying to be the same size and mass mm. of a human, but they are fuzzy and blurry.
Okay.
They can also change shape, but when they are seen, it's clear that it's an entity of some sort.
Okay.
It is thought that this type of shadow people were negative spirits originally, and they grew in power, and now they're getting further and further away from their human identity. Which
interesting.
I've never heard that before,
I
but I
either.
Thought it was really interesting.
Yeah.
It also makes me wonder, like with the near-death experiences from a few episodes ago when he was seeing like all these people like calling for him and they were obviously like really huge
right.
assholes. Is that like what happens?
Yeah.
Like they become so evil and like eventually like they lose touch with who they were and
it
get absorbed by
be.
All the negativity and they just now become like.
Or are they just totally somebody that never was human?
It's possible.
And you know, that's what I
yeah.
always wonder with stuff like this because I really don't know.
I don't either. Then there are the demonic shadow people with red eyes.
Yeah, I don't like them.
No, this is thought to be the most dangerous type of shadow person. They have glowing red eyes and are said to be demonic. They typically have a humanoid shape to them, but
okay.
they might be particularly tall for a human.
Creepy.
It's super creepy. They also might have wings and extremely long fingers.
Ooh, like the Mothman or whatever sort of
maybe.
Thing?
Maybe. So my first thought was the like alien from a few episodes ago that had the really long fingers.
Oh yeah, you.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Mm-hmm. When people experience this type, they usually feel the evil presence and are able to recognize that it isn't a normal ghost or spirit.
Right.
And it is thought that usually these shadow people are connected to the location.
Okay.
And not the person necessarily.
Just these particular ones, the red-eyed
yeah.
ones. Okay.
Yep. And that makes me think that like the location probably had something
Yeah, like they're tied to it somehow.
Shitty happen or
yeah.
yeah.
I don't ever want to see anything with red eyes. That sounds horrifying.
No, I'm good. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. So other forms of shadow people seem to be the shadow people that can't really be classified. They right. seem non-human, but almost more alien than spirit or demonic.
Do we think that they really are the same, like,
I don't species, know.
I guess?
Maybe, but some people even report to see shadows that look like dogs.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
And is it that they think they look like dogs because that's what your human brain goes to, but they're actually creatures on all fours?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's a good point.
Crawling to you in bed.
Also, like, how many interdimensional beings can appear and show up and, like, have similar traits but aren't the same thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so strange.
All of it's so strange.
Yeah.
And because there isn't really a way to capture this.
Mm-hmm.
We don't fucking know. And when you're in the moment and you're so freaked out, you're not gonna be like, well,
let me just investigate this closer.
It was about 4 feet tall, had 3 legs, 2 toes.
Like, pull out your sketch pad and start drawing it. Draw me like one of your French girls
is wearing this
Titanic.
Only this.
So good.
So I also thought we'd be reading some stories.
Ooh.
Of people that actually experienced this.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So this is story number uno.
Great.
That is one.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you for translating.
You're welcome. Typing this is stirring up emotions, but fuck it. I grew up in an old brownstone house in Brooklyn, New York. It was a two-story with a large squeaky staircase and a creepy basement. The house had a lot of spiritual activity. One day in particular is burned into my memory and still gets me to this day. It was in the middle of the afternoon, sun was shining. I was running around the house misbehaving with my little brother. I was 8, he was 5. We were playing spies and I was making my way up the stairs. As I walk up the stairs, I can see the entrance to my bedroom. As I look into my room, a tall shadow being stepped into the doorway, looked straight at me, and then went into my bedroom. It was a dark shadow in the shape of a human, standing upright and walking. It had a wavy quality, like I was looking at a heat wave. I was so terrified, I tried to scream, but my voice couldn't even come out. I ran downstairs as fast as I could to the living room where the rest of my family was. I was crying hysterically, explaining to my mother exactly what I saw. She had me say some prayers and tried to assure me that it was gone. I did not want to go back into my own room. I had difficulties falling asleep. I had nightmares about it.
Yeah.
And the entire experience lasted a few seconds, but I replayed it in my head hundreds of times.
That's horrifying. Yeah. I'll never forget that.
Fuck that.
No.
When I got older and the internet became a thing, I looked up shadow beings and it felt really good learning about other people's experiences. And I finally felt like I wasn't alone. I never talk about this incident, but I will never forget.
Jesus. I wonder if that's the only time anything like that ever happened there in that house.
Well, and I wonder too,
so curious,
if the parents saw stuff, but like when my kids come to me about stuff, I am like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay though. I'm like,
you're safe. Don't worry.
You're fine. Meanwhile, I'm going, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Super freaked out.
I saw something too, but I can't tell you because you'll be living in my bed for the rest of your life.
I have a similar dramatic story. When I was a child, I would see in my out of my bedroom door a little creature with like a red blanket over him walking in circles saying, "ET phone home."
It was son of a bitch.
It was my brother. It's true. This is actually true. He did this. I was like 5 or 6. I would run downstairs, scream my head off. And I still have that image burned into my brain, which is embarrassing. But it's not as scary as that person's. But
no, but I'm
you,
into
Ricky.
It.
I'm just kidding.
Interestingly, seeing shadow people has been linked to trauma.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So in my opinion, the person that has experienced the trauma is dealing with a lot of negative emotions.
Yeah.
And that just attracts the shadow people to that person.
You know, not to jump back to our sleep paralysis one, but even when we were doing that episode and researching it, similarly, people who experience sleep paralysis, there's also a link to trauma.
Really?
And obviously people see the Hat Man a lot in sleep paralysis. Yeah. I wonder if there's some connection there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
With the shadow people being attracted to people with trauma, it unfortunately becomes almost like a cycle because the shadow person can subtly influence the person. And then it becomes this like cycle of like, I'm sad. Shadow person's feeding off of it. Shadow person's making them feel sad or angry. And it just starts like going into this like vicious cycle.
That sucks. Yeah. That's like probably why they say the think positively, whatever. That's
yeah.
the only way to break something like that.
Right.
But I'm sure it's really fucking hard once you're in it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It has been found that in most cases, the type of shadow person that someone experiences has a lot to do with their emotional state. For instance, if someone is happy, they will typically experience a shadow person that might feel more neutral to them. But if someone is in an emotional mental state, there is a great chance that the shadow people that will come to them are the ones that are trying to provoke fear and terror.
Okay. I wonder why the ones that don't provoke fear and terror even show up at all. Like, what are you even doing here, man?
So I think
the observer thing.
Yes, that's my guess.
Okay. And what are they doing? Writing essays about us?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They're like in third period and they're like, right. Today I found. God.
Imagine that's their life.
Oh like, my God.
They go to school and they write about humans.
That would be so awful.
I know.
It'd be like a bad reality show.
Yeah. Like, what did you do to deserve this life? Like, this is what the people who like fucked up too much have to go do.
It's eternal hell. I think it really goes to show, though, that the energy that you put out determines what's drawn to you. Like, not that you can help being in an emotional state, but I think knowing this, you can be more aware of it and protect yourself.
Right.
So experts have also noted that shadow people are also reported to be seen when people are under a heavy dosage of drugs. There's three drugs, and I'm going to royally fuck up pronouncing these. Okay. Datura.
Okay.
Benzodiazepine. Benzodiamine.
Benzodiamine?
Yeah.
That sounds right. Whatever.
Okay. And Deliriant.
What's the first one again?
Datura.
I've never heard any of these drugs. Are they like sleep drugs? Are they like anxiety drugs?
I should have looked this up, but I didn't.
So the first one and the last one, just based on my very quick Google search, have hallucinogenic properties in them, which is really interesting because we've talked about this before, how I'm sure I'm not the only one, but lots of people think that that's opening your mind into seeing other dimensions sometimes.
I mean, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we don't use so much of our brain.
Right.
And so when we do take these kind of things or large doses of it opens it up and allows you to like actually tap into the parts of the brain that I don't know if we're supposed to be using.
Right. Or we are, because they're here for us to, like, you know what I mean?
Those drugs, maybe.
Or those plants have been put on this planet, like, just because we're not allowed to use them by everybody in charge of us doesn't mean that, you know, there's no purpose for them.
Yeah. Well, and just to clarify, you have to take like large doses.
Right. Yeah. Because they're used in like a lot of medications that are over the counter that people take regularly, like Benadryl or Dramamine. So
yeah, I think ibuprofen you said too,
or something like ibuprofen, like an NSAID, the anti-inflammatories.
Yeah.
In search of some luxurious bath and body products that will leave you feeling and smelling like a glorious mythical creature, Truly has got you covered. At trulybeauty.com, you will find an array of magical lotions and potions for your face, body, and even your shaving needs. Now, gentlemen, I know what you're thinking. This is an ad strictly for the ladies. But you could not be more wrong. Truly's products make for an excellent gift for the women in your life. I personally guarantee that all the wives, girlfriends, moms, and sisters out there will be delighted when you present them with a gift from Truly. Also, I've definitely caught my husband using my Truly products on several occasions, so there really is something for everyone. Their shaving supplies are seriously unparalleled, and once you try them, you will never go back. Truly's signature scent, Unicorn Fruit, is always a crowd pleaser, but my personal favorite is Glazed Donut. I've been using their body butters, oils, and shave products for a long time, but I just recently ordered some of their face products and I am super excited to try them. Visit trulybeauty.com and enter code SJM15 at checkout for 15% off your order. Again, that's trulybeauty.com and use promo code SJM15 for 15% off your entire order.
So on to story number 2.
Oh my God, I forgot we had told a story.
Yeah.
Because we just, I derailed us.
Sorry. My daughter was visiting a family. Nope. Oh, this is my daughter. Oh yeah. Because all the other ones are like things I found on the internet. It was because of the last thing we just talked about was hallucinating.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay. So now I remember why I put the story in where Excellent. I did. So my daughter, this is my story that I remember writing.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So my daughter was visiting family and she spiked a high fever. She told me about the fever dream she had, and it was absolutely terrifying. She felt like she was awake, but she could see shadows all around the house.
Yeah.
And they were scary and they were everywhere. She's eight.
So spooky.
We obviously don't expose her to this kind of stuff.
Right.
So it came pretty organically and she still references that dream.
Yeah.
And she still is terrified.
I'm sure.
And the weird thing is, since she had that fever dream, she has seen and heard more shit in this past year because that happened last summer. So it makes me wonder if she like kind of like there was like a door that just kind of opened up for her.
Yeah, it did like irreparable damage to her perfect little brain.
Yeah. And now she's seeing and experiencing things that like maybe she wouldn't have noticed before.
This is the same daughter that like was having dreams of the thing that I saw when I did the reading for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is also the same daughter that when she was like two experienced more stuff than my other kids did.
Right.
So I think she might already have more of like, I don't even know. That door is already kind of propped open for her.
Yeah.
But I don't know, that fever dream. She like to this day is fucking terrified.
Right.
Because she said, she's like, I thought my eyes were open, but when I was looking around, I just saw shadow people and she didn't call them shadow people.
But you knew
I saw shadows and they looked really mean and they were like doing crazy things. And
she probably did have her eyes open and she probably was seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
What I would love to find out is how high fevers are correlated to this, because my daughter also had something, not, she didn't see shadows, but she had a high fever as well once when she was probably like seven. And she talks about seeing like some artwork on her wall that she was in her bedroom, like morphing and changing. And she talks about like seeing other weird things that really scared her in her room. Not the shadows thing specifically, but scary things, you know? So I do wonder like what happens when you get that high fever, what is triggered in there that is causing these seeing into other dimensions, in my opinion.
I don't know.
It's weird, right?
It's super weird.
Yeah. Like why the fever? I believe that she was seeing that.
I believe it too. Yeah. I believe my daughter was seeing.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I believe yours was seeing it.
I'm saying I believe in yours too.
They're both. They know everything. They've seen it all.
Obviously.
Yeah. It's just so strange, isn't it?
It is super strange. Okay. So story number three.
Yeah.
This is brought to you by Lupe.
Okay.
I've had a shadow man appear off and on when my husband and I are fighting.
Oh.
I will often sleep in a different room and the shadow man will show up at the door and watch me.
Creepy.
It started watching my daughter and that's when my husband became a believer.
Oh, get away from the daughter.
It would crouch in the top corner of the room by the door.
No.
It's so fucking creepy, right?
Mm-mm.
We have to cleanse our home about three times a year. We first open all the doors and windows.
Yeah.
The second thing we do is command it with confidence. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are not welcome here. Go away.
Okay.
The third is with a rosary in hand, we do the sign of the Holy Cross over and over every doorway and window while my husband is burning sage and sweet grass behind me. The sweet grass is marijuana.
Yeah. They're going all out. They're pulling out all the stops for this.
Oh my God. I know. The fourth is close the windows and doors as you anoint them with holy water or oil. This has worked for us for several years. And as soon as it comes back, you do it again.
Well, obviously it's not working because it keeps coming back.
So I think there's like a mixed thing going on here. This is just my opinion.
All right. Yeah, let's hear it.
I think they do get rid of it because they're not because of whatever ceremony they're doing or all of the things. I think it's because their
intention.
Yeah. It's good intentions. It's positive energy. And again, whether you believe in God or you just have like a spiritual sense, they believe in God and they're saying it and it's all positive energy. And then it comes back because eventually you get into another fight and things get harsh again. And obviously if it's bad enough like, that you're sleeping,
inviting me back in.
Yeah. You're sleeping in a different room. He's like, oh good. She's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the second step where they talk about, did they say like authority or something, command or with confidence?
Yeah. With confidence.
Yeah. That reminds me of when I took my clairvoyance class and they teach you about how like you have seniority in your home and your space. Like you have the ultimate say of what is and is not in there. And I think a lot of people just get scared and they don't even like realize that they can be like, hey, get out of here, please. Or not even please, get the fuck out. This is my house. You know what I mean? So they just don't try.
Right.
That was a good move on their part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought this story was interesting because the shadows seem to peak when they are fighting, which is obviously negative.
Yeah.
And it's like a magnet to these things.
Mm-hmm.
So on to story number four. Jamar says, I've only had one experience with shadow men. It was when I was about 5 or 6 years old, but I remember it like yesterday. And unlike many of the other comments, there was no negative feelings with them. And they were actually quite helpful and caring.
Mm.
Anyway, I had been asleep in my bed one night and had awoken to my little sister crying in her crib on the other side of the room. I tried to go back to sleep, but her crying continued for a couple minutes. I began to sit up and noticed her blanket had come off of her while she was sleeping. I think she was cold, which was why she woke up. So I was just about to get up and go cover her back up. And that's when I saw three shadow men come into my room through the wall that led to the street.
No.
When they entered, they were all side by side and came through at the same time.
Mm.
One of them was the Hat Man, which looks very similar to what has been described by many others and resembles the illustrations I've come across.
Mm.
He was tall and wore a round brimmed hat and what was more like a long trench coat rather than a cloak.
Okay.
I don't remember much about the other two, as the Hat Man was the one who stood out the most. None of them had eyes, just large, dark figures.
Mm-mm.
I know.
Get it out of here. I'm sorry. How is a 5-year-old not terrified by this?
I don't know.
They brought comfort feelings with them?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I watched them as they entered from the wall. They walked / moved towards my crying sister in the crib. And one or all of them covered her up with the blanket and she went back to sleep.
Hmm.
They proceeded to walk through the wall behind my sister's crib and I never saw them again.
Jesus.
The experience itself was a little different than when reading this. And by that, I mean, when you read this kind of stuff broken down and you imagine the shadow men stopping at the crib, bending down, grabbing the blanket and covering my sister.
Yeah.
But it wasn't quite like that. It was one smooth motion. No stopping or bending. It just happened. They were in and out and gone.
Okay. I have thoughts.
Okay.
First of all, the one smooth motion thing reminds me of like all the stories we've heard of the Hat Man just kind of gliding through without walking or even floating above the floor.
And people saying that they've never really seen feet, but he's just going.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the other thing was, is specifically I thought of this because of the fact that he said it wasn't scary but more comforting. Reminded me a little bit of what Nancy was talking about, the three beings coming. It was always three of them. Did you think of that?
I did.
That's so weird, huh?
So the fact that it was three and I wonder if it wasn't shadow people at all.
Because if it wasn't like malicious feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
When I read this, I pulled the story for that reason.
Yeah.
It's tough because I have so many theories with shadow people where I think some of them could be demonic. But I think some of them actually might be in the realm of like extraterrestrials. Mm-hmm. But they get classified as shadow people. And maybe it's because they're trying to blend in.
Maybe. Yeah. And I mean, we've talked about this so many times, how everyone interprets things differently.
Yep.
We're relying on people's secondhand retelling of their account. So like maybe what they saw, they process as shadow people, but maybe it really even wasn't for some of these, you know?
Right. That was my immediate thought.
Okay. So I will read this, whatever the fuck number story we're on now, 4, 5.
Counting's hard.
You love counting. We just said. All right. So
on to Tati.
T-A-T-I, Tati. Okay, whatever. I'm moving
Titties.
On. I will read this story that Susie has presented me with that I have not read yet. So here we go. Back in 2013, I was pregnant with my first child, which is when I had my third and last visible shadow person experience. Already three at this point. Goddamn.
Yeah.
The night started out pretty normal. We were both dozing off while watching TV, and I heard a splat sort of sound. Don't like that.
It was her having the baby.
It just came right out. Blap.
Flabby vagina.
Gross. Oh, no, this is her first one. I, for some reason, thought it was the third one because she said third experience.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't know what she's been through.
Fell right out.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the same time that I was hearing this sound, he sat up. So she's like talking about her husband, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
At the same time that I was hearing this sound, he sat up some and was surprised to see a huge water bug on his chest. She never mentioned she's laying here with her husband, but I'm assuming that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And also gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, ugh.
Fuck that.
I think I'd rather a shadow person,
yes,
to be honest. Yes,
100%. In the same moment that he realized this thing landed on his chest, he swiped it to the floor and killed it. Good. This was particularly odd because my ex is neat as hell and I had never seen anything crawling around in his room ever. He got up to wash his chest and hands and came back to bed. This is where it gets creepy, she says. We both talk about how weird the bug falling from the ceiling was and turn over to go back to sleep. While I'm dozing off, I can hear his cat jumping around in the pitch black hallway, the hallway that has no windows, as if it's playing with someone or something. All of a sudden, his TV goes completely black. This makes me open my eyes. And red light appears on it, like the TV is becoming bloody or something. Jesus. I was scared as shit. All of a sudden, a balloon that he has in his room begins to float to my side of the bed. Let me stop here and tell you why this is absurd. I was laying on my side of the bed nearest to the window. The window was situated at the very end of the bed with an air conditioning unit on full blast. Yet the balloon was still floating directly towards it. That is weird. This is when I said to myself, ah, fuck. I knew I'd better close my eyes before the balloon stopped floating. What the fuck? I would not be closing my eyes. I'd be watching this thing.
I would also be waking that asshole up.
Yes, that too. I laid there tense. I could feel my baby tensing up in my stomach as well. I knew my baby's father knew something too because his body was stiff as a board.
And we're not just talking about down there.
I knew you were going to go there. Anyway, though, I could feel something watching me intensely. I curled up into the fetal position and shoved my ex in the back and whispered his name, but his punk ass pretended to be asleep. I told myself to stop girling, LOL. And so I peeked down the bed to see a huge, wide, pitch black shadow in the dark behind the balloon. Fuck that.
Right.
That was my insert. Sorry. Yeah, this is some like Pennywise shit.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It looked as though it were hunched over. Nope. Nope. Fuck that.
Maybe he just has scoliosis.
Maybe he does. You never know. The ceiling was not really all that high. I'm about 5'6", so the ceiling was maybe 7 feet at most. It was a small room in height and width. I peeked just long enough to be able to make a description and I snapped my eyes shut again. I tried not to think, but all I could think was, what the hell does this want? Is it watching me or my baby? You can't have my baby. What a creepy like thought process.
I know.
Yeah. At this point, I wrapped my arms tight around my stomach and asked God to make it go away. I laid this way until the sun began to come up. When I heard birds tweeting, I sat up, stared at the balloon, and I kicked my ex for being a punk. He told me something along the lines that he knew something was happening, but that he wasn't crazy enough to look. Jesus, that's what a puss. No wonder he's the ex. After thinking about it a lot, I believe this same shadow had something to do with the cat jumping around in the hallway, and I believe it threw that water bug on my ex. That night still creeps me out. Holy shit, that's really creepy.
Right?
I don't know how the water bug is related, but I don't like it. First of all, get that bug out of here. Second of all, what the fuck is all this? Okay, so I'm having a hard time processing. She looks at this thing and yeah. Then just closes her eyes and is like, I'm done with this. And this guy feels something and he's refusing to look.
Refusing because he's terrified. So he's like, I'm just going to pretend to be asleep.
You know,
it's like those same rules when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I still live by it where if I'm under the covers, it can't touch me.
I understand. So when I read stuff like this, I'm like, why would you look in them? Why would you not do anything? But I think that's a thought process people have.
Yeah.
But I actually relate when I was like, I don't know, 16 or 17, I was spending the night at my friend's house and I was sleeping on the top bunk and it was like pitch black. And I turned to my side and I saw this glowing face.
Shut the fuck up.
It was terrible. It was like a glowing face, probably like 6 or 7 feet high, like it would have been that tall. And I didn't sleep the rest of the night, but I wouldn't look at it. I turned away, I faced the wall and I was terrified.
Yeah.
In the morning, I looked over and she had a fucking like Jason hockey mask on her wall that was glow in the dark, which I somehow did not know before I laid down that night. I'm not kidding. Like 7 hours of sheer panic running through my body. And I could have this whole time just known. Like, it was just a stupid fucking mask. Obviously, that's not what this was, but God. It makes me think about that. Because what if it was a glowing face and I looked at it once and never again?
See, this is where I'm the dumbass, where like, when I get scared, I might like look away quickly and then I force myself to look. I have to.
I wish I would have. Well, you know what? I actually was like, I won't say her name, but I was like, we'll call her Holly. Holly, what the fuck is that? And she looked at it and she was like, oh my God, I don't know. And then she just like didn't say anything else and went to sleep.
What?
And in the morning, I was like, weren't you scared? She's like, oh, I forgot about it. I fell asleep. I'm like, how the fuck did you forget about it? There's a glowing face just staring at us. Like, or did you remember what it was and then not tell me and let me be panicked for the whole fucking night?
Oh my God. But anyways,
it made me think of that instantly, the closing your eyes and then just pretending it's not there. This story was creepy as hell.
It is. It's extremely creepy.
Yeah. Hunched over behind the balloon.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You know what? I appreciate the shadow person because they were theatrical.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, water bug.
Yeah.
Go.
Bam.
All right. Cat freaking out. Go.
Cue the light. Yeah. Cue the balloon.
All right. The balloon. Go, go, go.
That's so
and
good.
And he's just in the corner. He's like, my turn.
Yeah. He's very, they're all just like his little marionette puppets. Yeah. And he's just directing the show.
Yeah.
You know what else I really didn't like about that? Is
you.
Yeah, me. That I read it. No. Yeah. That her thoughts immediately went to protecting her baby. Like,
I know.
You can't have it. Like, what the fuck? Why was that the first thought to pop in your head that it was trying to take your baby? That's
spooky. I don't
as fuck.
Know, but I stand by this mm-hmm. going, you can sense yes. if something's evil or good. And clearly that thing was not good.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, I totally agree. It's just like, if that's where my thoughts went, like it's right. coming for my baby there. I don't feel like she would just think that out of nowhere.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
Story number 17.
Excellent.
Story number six.
Yeah, 666.
I've seen one leaning over my mother while she was sleeping.
Yuck.
It seemed like it was very interested in her, observing her. When it saw me in the doorway, it reacted extremely fast. It sprinted towards me and passed through me at a great speed. Probably worth mentioning is that it divided itself into three beings when it moved.
What?
And all three beings passed through him.
That's so creepy.
But strangely enough, that shadow figure didn't seem very hostile to me.
Hmm.
I think there are more than one type of shadow people. When I was a kid, I dealt with a demonic one, which, I kid you not, haunted my bedroom for a while. Every sign of a haunting was there. Cold air, sense of fright, religious objects falling down, scratching on the ceiling, and even a face appeared.
Ugh.
I've only seen that once before it started the haunting. And I remember it left a very bad stench behind.
Oh, gross.
And it looked different. I only saw a small portion of it, but it was more material. It had more substance, like thick smoke, while the other one was more translucent, like ghost-like.
Okay, so he's talking about the first one was the thick smoke one, right? The one he was younger?
Yeah.
I don't think that was a shadow person. That sounds like a ghost or some sort of demonic entity.
I think he's classifying that. Mm-hmm. As a shadow person, because I'm sure as a kid, he was not like staring at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that was something demonic or yeah. at least evil, but yeah. it's definitely more of like a ghost thing. But
yeah, I already know where you're going right now because my brain's with you. The three and the
yes.
Tell me, I'm ready.
The shadow person that mm-hmm. was watching his mom.
Yep.
Then they just left.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was the three aliens mm-hmm. coming to abduct her and then they kind of got spooked and was like, fuck this.
Oh, I was thinking of the first story, the one with the guy who had the little sister in his room and the three that came in and fixed her, covered her up with her blanket yeah. and left. They passed through the wall.
Oh, shit. That's
there's
right.
What if this is like how some of them travel? They like, all right, let's conglomerate together and they mound up and become one big weird hunk of shadow person.
Like, you know, when they sit on people's shoulders and then they wear like this
like
big
one
coat.
Yeah. It's like three little kids shadow people trying to be an adult one. I like, love that. Like the little rascals type shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so funny. But the other similarity is that both of these stories said they didn't feel like malicious. They
yeah.
felt like, you know, pretty, I guess,
either
neutral.
Neutral or... Yeah. I mean, the other guy said it was a positive experience.
Right. I wonder if they were like leaning over the mother to like help her in some way. Like maybe she was cold and needed to be covered back up with her blanket too.
Maybe she wanted a 69.
Maybe she did. These like this one specifically, they just like go finding people whose blankets have slipped off them and like
yeah.
cover them back up. That's like their whole life is just like covering people back up who are yeah. asleep at night. That's interesting though that those two are so similar.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was really interesting because not all of these stories are like horrific. Mm-hmm. Some of them are fucking terrifying,
right.
but some of them were just kind of like a weird experience
yeah.
where they're like kind of standing there going, what the fuck? What just happened?
Right. Yeah. And if it didn't leave them like scared the rest of their life, but
right.
they remember it, obviously,
yeah.
but not like traumatized by it. It probably isn't an evil thing. That one I don't specifically, think so. I mean.
Yeah. But either it is all different shadow people and it does fall into the classifications that we mentioned before. Mm-hmm. Or maybe those classifications kind of stay true.
Yeah.
But there's like aliens mixed in.
Maybe. I mean, we've heard that there's like several different races of aliens as well. Maybe there's different races of shadow people. Maybe there is a crossover with ETs and the shadow people. Who really fucking knows?
We won't know for a very long time.
I love the idea of it. And I think these stories are fantastic. I've honestly never really heard many. I mean, maybe I have heard what's been described as a ghost story in the past because you don't go hear shadow people in your mind if you've never really heard of it. But most of these, I've never heard anything like it. So which one was your favorite of the stories?
Definitely the pregnant woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the balloon.
That one was really good.
I think because there's so much detail and it's not just like, I looked up and I saw a shadow person standing there. No, it was like, you're on pins and needles. Yeah. It was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
A water bug, which by the way, is a fucking roach.
Gross. Exactly.
It's a cockroach.
Call it what it is.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
And then
we live in Georgia. They get everywhere. So we're not judging.
No, they're so gross.
They're disgusting.
And then she finally calms down with that. And then it's a, oh my God, a balloon. And then the TV, like it's so layered that it's for sure my favorite.
I like that one a lot too. They were all good.
What's your favorite?
Probably that one.
Was it story number two that like was my story?
The story it was. Well, I've already heard that one. So I didn't count it.
Ugh,
yeah.
Whatever.
I do love that story though. Also, this last one we just talked about that. I just remembered the part when you said it smelled like rotting flesh or meat or something. What was it? It just was a gross smell. Is that what he said? So that was something that I've heard so many times in stories about demons specifically. Same. That had to be some weird, like evil demonic entity, right?
I think so. I don't think that that's the shadow person.
I think those are like totally different levels of spooky paranormal. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think from everything I've ever read or seen, it seems like if you're smelling, it's almost like an egg.
Yeah.
Like a rotten egg smell.
Like that sulfur stench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's not a good thing.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Those were all great. I liked them all.
No, thanks.
Thank you for this episode. It was very informative and fun.
Fantastic. But yeah, so that's it. Mm-hmm. So if you see a shadow person,
let us know.
Let us know.
First and foremost, that was all. Let us know.
That was all I was going to say.
What's step two after the important part of horse priorities?
You know, take pictures.
Yeah. Get a sketch artist in there ASAP.
Yes.
Get that shit out of your house. Tell it to leave.
No, for real.
Mm-hmm.
So next week.
Wait, was there more? What were you actually going to tell them to do?
Just now I don't remember.
If you see a shadow person. Like that's all. Nothing else.
But the big theme of this is we just want to know all
always.
The deets. Yeah.
Yep.
But anyway, so next week, do you want to give us a little preview?
Yeah, we have already mentioned to you guys in the past that we're going to be having my teacher / friend / mentor, Christine, come on. She's a fantastic psychic, probably the best clairvoyant psychic I have ever experienced, always dead on with everything. And just like very compassionate and kind, and I love her. But anyway,
I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to be joining us next week. We're going to have some fun conversations with her. She's going to talk to us a little bit about the psychic senses and how to develop them.
Okay.
And she's also going to do a fun little mini reading for Susie on air.
I am so fucking excited about this, by the way. I'm waiting for her to come on, and like my reading on the spot is going to be like really painful and disgusting. Like she's going to be like, so in your future, you know, I see you like having explosive diarrhea and dying in 3 weeks.
You know what's funny? Even when she does have bad news to bring, she does it in such a gentle and compassionate way that you don't feel like it's that bad, you know?
So she's going to be like, Susie.
Yeah.
I think you might have some tummy issues in the next few weeks. And then, surprisingly, you're going to be dead.
Also, it was Kate. She slipped you Visine.
We always come full circle.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yeah. Also with that, though, she will always, in my instances at least, offer some sort of guidance of how to handle those situations. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for you guys to get to know her.
All jokes aside, I am really, really excited about her coming on.
Me too. She is fantastic. You guys are going to love it. And that's it.
Sweet. Well, if you want to follow us, like us, share us, lick us.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew it. Lick her.
Don't lick
in
me.
Her eyeball.
Ew.
Yep.
I actually am like super weird with germs.
I know.
I will like punch somebody if they licked me.
She is weird with germs, like beyond a normal amount, but that's okay.
It's fine.
We love you anyway.
It makes me quirky and yeah, adorable,
you're
right?
So cute.
Yeah, so cute. But you can find us on Instagram at Sinister Junk Mail Podcast.
Yeah, you can. Or you can email us, like we said. Send us any stories you got. Anything weird, fun, spooky, creepy, evil. Don't send us your stories if it's like you're doing like crimes. We don't want those.
I don't want those.
Don't admit your crimes to us because Susie cannot. She will tell immediately.
Well, it makes me feel uncomfortable and I don't want to get in trouble. So yeah, I throw
she's
your
not
asses
the one
under the
you
bus.
Call like if you need someone helping you bury a body or whatever. It's
no,
not her. She
don't.
Will totally turn over the moment. She'll just crack.
No.
That's okay though.
My anxiety would go through the fucking roof. And somehow, like, I would end up taking the fall for the entire murder just because I feel so guilty.
You're like that that kid Chunk on the Goonies. Just like they try to get him to like tell them what they're doing, and he just spills every fucking secret he's ever had, and just like crying the whole time. That's like you. I love it.
Yeah. So don't write on that.
Yeah.
To
but
us.
Everything else, we want to read it. Send it to us, and you can email us at sinisterjunkmailpodcast@gmail.com.
But until next time,
have a great week.
Yeah.
And what else?
Don't look in the corner of your rooms.
Don't get haunted. Okay.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Okay. See you
Bye.
Later. Bye.